We play ourselves. Jen Silverman. I exit LAX and the warm air slaps me awake. The first thing I smell is car exhaust. Then, just under it, desert. People are already upset. A traffic cop is shouting at a red sports car and waving her arms. I think, turn around. I think, this is not your city. Dylan's van is farther up. I recognize it because there is only one of its kind in the world. This is what Dylan said on the phone last night. You'll know it when you see it. It's the only one of its kind in the world. And here it is. Spray painted silver, a big gaping mouth splashed across the front, rows of jaggy shark teeth. Two big cartoon eyes googling out at the smog. The windows are cranked down all the way, and I catch a glimpse of Dylan before he sees me. Head tilted back. Shaggy mop of hair, bopping along to some featureless beat. He hasn't changed since we were 18. In another 50 years, he'll still look like this. As if feeling my gaze, Dylan's eyes snap open, electric blue, and he's staring straight at me in the rearview mirror. Cass! Hey, welcome, get in. I pull open the van door and a stink hits me. Not any smell I know, something like tang and decay and sugar. Stingray dad in here, Dylan says, easy. He pulls me into a hug, ignoring the car behind us that has started to honk. It's so good to see you. You too, I say, as the honking becomes an urgent staccato pulse. Should we? Dylan lets me go, runs his hand through my hair, even shorter than last time, and pulls us out into the circular creep of traffic around the terminal. How was your flight? Good. I crank the window the rest of the way down and brace myself for more questions. I did, after all, show up with only a day's notice. But he's navigating the bottleneck leading out of the airport, a frown line carving his forehead, paying exquisite attention to the road. I remember he drove like this in college, too. Always the designated driver.